All right, Greg. So this time I want to take a look at one of my favorite things about Carson Wentz, and that's his ability at the line of scrimmage. That's not a trait that you often see from quarterbacks. How often do you see a quarterback have the ability to change plays at the line of scrimmage in college?
Rarely do you see it in spread offenses because they're all tempo, and protection is not usually on the quarterback's plate. It's not his responsibility. With Carson Wentz, when he was given play calls, he was given everything but the pass protection on pass plays, and he always called that at the line of scrimmage. That's great as a transition trait for the National Football League.
Well, you're going to see a play here. This is down in the high red zone against Northern Iowa. He's under center in a full house backfield. He's going to see this corner kind of give away the corner cat blitz off the boundary. And watch what he does. He goes hard count, reads the blitz, and now he's going to change the play up.
This is beautiful. So what he does is he sees the blitz, and he throws it to the receiver who now the blitzer has just left to the vacant receiver. And again, these plays, it gets a first down, first of all, but, you know, it's an 8 or 9 yard gain. It doesn't seem like much in the course of a game, but these are the kinds of plays that separate high-level quarterbacking in the NFL.
Yeah, no question about it. So later in the game, now, right, keep in mind, Carson Wentz didn't have a great game against Northern Iowa, but they go late in the game, he's down 4 points, 2 minutes left, no timeouts. He drives him down the field, puts him in position. There's 50 seconds left again, no timeouts. What's he do?
Well, I think we need to start by telling people what the initial play call was.
Give us a look.
The initial play call was this slot receiver right here is actually going to run a little out and then work inside. Okay, so he's basically running kind of a seam type play. But now, what does Carson Wentz see? He sees this safety right here. He's kind of cheating into the middle. So he's cheating right to the spot where this route is supposed to go. And that was the read on this play. So we'll clear it, and you can take this a little further, because he right there, that little move right there with his left arm, and I'm sure he's saying something as well, but right now he's letting his number one receiver, the primary read, right now, no, we've just changed this route because you're not going to run right into this defender. You're going to run a slot fade away from that defender. So, again, and by the way, what were there, about 30, 35 seconds left in this game?
51 seconds 51 left. Seconds. No timeouts.
There you go.
Down 4 points.
So now you're talking about poise and composure as well as understanding. Everything you want in an NFL quarterback, you see right on this play. And this was a beautiful throw.
Yeah, by the way, you have to execute at this point.
Right.
And he puts up a beautiful throw in the back corner of the end zone away from the safety. Touchdown.
Beautiful throw.
Absolutely.
And all made possible by what he did before the ball was snapped.
So you talk about before the snap. And, Greg, you and I both feel the same way about the running aspect of the quarterback position. It's not often that we'll watch a college player and say, you know what, one of my favorite plays is a running play. One of my favorite plays of Carson Wentz is this run play against Weber State.
Yeah, because right now, before you run, what do you get here? These two players, keep an eye on them, okay? What are they going to do? They're going to show blitz before the snap of the ball. Run it, and you'll see. They step up. They're ready to come hard.
Okay, so you're thinking cross dog blitz here.
That's exactly what you're thinking. No question. So now, what do you get? You get Carson Wentz. He just changed the play. So what you want to do here? You don't want to run the ball over here because that's where those guys are coming from. If you run to the other side, you're getting rid of two defenders who now are no longer run support players. And that's exactly what Carson Wentz did here. And it just becomes a quarterback power play, which we've seen so much with someone like Cam Newton. And Carson Wentz, by the way, at 6'5 and a quarter, almost 240 pounds, he can run these plays. This is now a viable part of your offense, but obviously it's what he did before the snap that made that play work.
Oh, 26-yard touchdown, that's all well and good.
Yeah.
The pre-snap ability is just outstanding, and you saw that routinely from Carson Wentz. Again, the number 2 overall pick by the Philadelphia Eagles.